The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aite, says the decision to decongest the halls for residents and charge 200 Ghana cedis for a room was not solely taken by management, but was based on proposals by the leadership of the student body. He claimed those rejecting the payment of the amount are not students of the university. Professor Aite was speaking at the sidelines of a three-day seminar in Accra on the role of the administrator in meeting the challenges of funding universities. Here is a report by Doreen Nampofu and Vivian Ama.
Professor Aite said the hallmark of a good university is to make the financial dealings of the university transparent and well known to all stakeholders, including students. The university therefore did not unilaterally impose the fee of 200 Ghana cedis on the students.
The University of Ghana first mentioned to students the need for decongestion 1 year ago. And the University of Ghana has worked with the students. The Vice Chancellor has been to each hall of this university and discussed several things, including decongestion. The Vice Chancellor invited the students to bring proposals on how much they were willing to pay in terms of RFUF. The decision to charge 200 cedis for a room in a traditional hall was based on a proposal made through the JCR presidents and the SRC. So it was not a decision of the management of the University of Ghana, a decision that was made together with the students of the University of Ghana through their elected leaders. The reaction is coming from not from the student leaders of the University of Ghana, it's coming from others. And I'm telling you seriously that most of those making the noises are not students of the University of Ghana.
Professor Aite acknowledged the role of administrators in running universities. He said the seminar is the first in a series to be held from time to time to discuss internally generated funds, financial regulations and policies, as well as governance and institutional advancement.
A report by Doreen Ampofu and Vivian Ama.